What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Fuck. God fucking damn it, dude. I came so close. So fucking close to hitting 14 miles. What caused me to quit? I just started limping. There was some weird shit going on my left foot, or excuse me, my right foot, and I had to quit because I just couldn't tolerate the pain anymore. Not that I couldn't walk. As soon as I took a break, I was able to do it again, but I was like, dude, I can't fucking do this for another 3 miles. I just can't. I'm tired, I'm hungry. And I stopped. I should have fucking crawled it. Fuck it. A win is a win. Not bad for 25 pounds on my back. Yep. And the reason what caused the injury was I was walking. I started my hike at, I think, like 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, all right, I gotta get this fucking 20 miles in. I think it's 24 miles. It doesn't matter. I gotta get those in. I'm trying to get in 20 every day. They're not every day, but every weekend. Trying to. And then I start walking, and then I start noticing the time. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta help somebody out at 8 o'clock. So I start walking, and I'm like, holy fuck, dude. It's like, I don't know. It's like 6:30 a.m. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it home on time to, like, take some Advil, have it kick in, drink some water, rehydrate, and be able to go meet up with my friend to go help him move. I'm not gonna be able to do it. So I called a Lyft, got home, took a shower. I limped out of the shower. I took two fucking Advil, and I started eating some bread with some jelly. And then all of a sudden, I get a text message from my buddy saying, like, hey, never mind, I'm not gonna be able to, you won't need to help me, man. Like, I got this. Something came up. And I looked at the message, and I couldn't fucking feel happier. I was like, thank fucking God. I even sent in a message. Thank fucking God, dude. I just got done with the hike and I'm fucking broken. I'm waiting for the Advil to kick in. And he's like, thanks anyway. He's one of those types where he takes everything fucking personal, but he fucking digs into everybody. I don't understand what it is with people like that. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I showed my achievement to another buddy of mine, and he was like, dude, right on. Fucking right on. So, in any case, oh, fuck, I'm tired. By the way, this was earlier today. Like, I got home. It's fucking 7:02 right now in the afternoon. I did that this morning. I came home immediately after I got that message. I fell asleep, and I woke up at 2 in the afternoon, fucking starving. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Holy shit. I went and I got two slices of pizza with some water, some Topo. It's like carbonated mineral water. It's so good. I've just been fucking pounding that, right? And then I got hungry again, and I heard the corn man going by. It's like, I don't know if you have those, but basically it's a guy who like honks his. It's like a clown horn. And then he puts like mayonnaise, some, a little bit of cheese, and some, that fucking squeezy cheese, and some spice on it, with some Parmesan cheese. It's actually pretty good. It's pretty good for a cheap meal. It's got a lot of carbs, and it's corn, so it's not really, just goes right through you. I ate that, some fucking Slurpee that he made, like an icy, a mango icy. And I am fucking burned out. But as per usual, along the way, I thought of a couple things. So as I'm walking, I'm at mile 9 and I'm starving. So I pull over to this cafe. It's open 24 hours. And I pull in, and I've, oh, by the way, I've got like a plated weighted vest, a backpack full of water, and my fucking my Bowie knife. And this chick, she sees me, and I'm just like burning out, right? I sit down, and I'm like, hold on, I'll give you a second. And she's laughing, and I take off my backpack, and I just like walk over to the counter, and I got my vest on, and I was like, can I get 3 street tacos and a soda, please? She's like, yeah, are you a soldier? And I was like, no, nothing like that. She's like, oh, are you hiking or something? And I was like, no, I'm trying to do a ruck march. I'm trying to get 20 miles in. So I tell her why, and then we start, kind of talking or whatever. She gives me my order. I wolf those fucking tacos down, right? And then she's like, do you want anything to drink on the way? And I was like, no, I'm good. I got my water. She's like, do you want a cup of ice? So I took the ice, and then it fucking slips from my. Ah, oh, dude, I was so pissed. So I say thank you or whatever, and she's being really sweet. And then I walk out, and then I put a little bit of water in the cup. I drink the water, and then all of a sudden, I hit a weird bump, and then the fucking cup slips from my hands and it falls on the ground. All the ice goes everywhere. And I just look down at the ground at the cup, and then I look up at the sky, and I'm like, son of a fucking cunt. I can't fucking believe this happened. So in any case, there was no cold water for the rest of the trip. And then I think mile 10, I was really starting to feel it, so I stopped for a second. And I stopped for like maybe 6 minutes, or yeah, it was like 6 minutes. And I'm watching this video on my phone while I'm stretching. And I feel like my psoas muscle. It's like this muscle in between like the hip and your groin, I think. And I'm stretching that, and I'm like, holy fuck, that feels so good. It's probably like, dude, it felt like I was fucking, honestly. It felt really good. And then this girl's passing by. And she's, she starts stretching right next to me, and she's like, hey. And I look at her, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? I lower the volume on my phone because I don't want her to hear all the fucking MGTOW shit I'm listening to. And I put my phone away. Or no, I put on a French Foreign Legion song, and she's like, are you marching, or are you doing something? And I'm like, I'm trying to work on this ruck. She's like, oh, how much weight are you carrying? And I'm like, about 25 pounds right now. I'm trying to work my way up. And she's like, oh, okay, well, want me to join you? And I'm like, no, I'm good. You go ahead. She's like, what? You don't want me to join you? I was like, no, I'm good. I'll do this on my own. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a first. And I'm like, okay, well, nice to meet you. And I just kind of like, she's like, you really don't want me to join? I'm like, I'm good. I really don't want anybody around me. So I start walking, and then she's walking next to me, like she's gonna try to like force her way. And I just stop talking. And then I start blaring the two rep, or the Deucin rep, French Foreign Legion song, right? And I'm just walking and walking, and eventually, like, the light turns yellow, and we both stop at the light, and she's asking me a question that I'm ignoring. And then, as soon as the fucking light turns yellow, or no, about to turn red, I fucking just jammed. I fucking literally just ran across the street as fast as I could, which was pretty fast. I was surprised with 25 pounds of fucking weight on me. I fucking immediately started hauling ass, like, fucking right across the street. And as soon as I crossed the street, I turn around and I see that she's behind me. And then I just kept fucking just running and running and running and running. And yeah, I just fucking kept walking. And it was more so I just wanted my time alone, because it's like David Goggins said, when you're alone and you're about to get your ass beaten, or, you know, in a corner or in a fucking alleyway or some place that you shouldn't be at the moment, there's gonna be no soundtrack there to fucking save you, to get you pumped. And I was taking this fucking hike serious because I'm trying to, you know, trying to do some things in life. So I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking at the miles, and at this time it's like 11 miles in. And I'm like, dude, I'm burning out. Like, I can't fucking make it. Like, all of a sudden, this pain that started happening on my foot started getting worse. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? So it's nothing's broken. Nothing's twisted. It's just, I was walking on one of the muscles a little, or walking on my feet a little weird. And it caused a little bit of a, not a sprain, but like I twisted a nerve, or I'm hitting a nerve. So I'm kind of like walking on it funny. But it's fine. Like, it doesn't really hurt. It bothers me. So, any case, there's that story. But along the way, of course, I started to think about something. You see, along the way, I started to realize a lot of things in life that I just didn't give a shit about. I try to go on my phone and I try to, like, listen to Undead Chronic or Yeetus or any other MGTOW content creator, and I just didn't give a fuck anymore. I quit caring about the dating scene, and I quit caring about MGTOW. I quit caring. In that March, it was just me and my goal. It was just me and let's see who I'm made of today. Let's see what I'm made of right now. It was just me and being able to achieve that march. And I'm like, dude, if I can accomplish this, and by the way, before I made 15 miles in tw or 15 miles in 12 hours, right? Look at that. Look at that time. I almost fucking made it, dude. I almost made fucking 14 miles in 5 hours. Almost. And that was a long time ago I did that. Dude, my legs were spaghetti. And at this point, I was still able to walk around. I was still able to do shit. I like woke up and I lost like a fucking pound and a half. I was like, Jesus Christ, and I started drinking water. So my point is that I'm noticing this, right? Sorry, I'm still burned out. But as I'm walking, something came up. Something I thought of. For a little bit of time, I was remembering an episode of Escape to the Legion, and there's this fucking guy who is in the group who was like, he wanted to join the French Foreign Legion, but then he ends up, you know, on a TV show, and he's like, yeah, I want to do this shit for real. Like, I want to join eventually for real.
And so, you know, they have the cameras on him, they have all this other shit, and they're making him go through the fucking motions. And he's refusing to participate. And so they ask him, like, what the fuck is your problem? And he's like, I don't want to do this unless, you know, it's for real. Only if. You know, only if I really do get my kepi, and after doing this TV show, I can go straight to the Legion. And they're like, no, this is a TV show. And by the way, the people that were participating in teaching them how to be Legionnaires were former Legionnaires. So it was a former corporal chef, it was a former sergeant, and it was a former adjutant or chief or chef adjutant, which is basically like what is it? Warrant officer. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, these guys are doing you a fucking favor. They're teaching you what you need to learn to become Legionnaires. They don't have to do that. The white kepi that you're about to earn is literal. Like, they had to do the marches, they had to do the fucking push-ups, they had the standards of that day, of that year, which is 2008. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, you've got such a fucking huge heads up. Because they're breaking you before you get to the Legion. When you get to the Legion, you fucking made it, dude. You're gonna be ahead of the curve. You're already gonna know what that feels like. I would fucking kill to know what that feels like before I got in. You know what I mean? It's like taking the test before you take the test. Dude, I used to fucking love teachers that would do that. Like, hey, this is what you should expect. Hey, this is what, like, here are the shortcuts. Here's this, here's that, here are the answers. Study them, go home. Take the test tomorrow. I used to love teachers like that. But then this fucking cocksucker comes up and he's doing this only if bullshit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, if you pull this off, you're gonna start pulling that shit everywhere you go in the Legion. I'll do the push-ups only if you give me my white kepi. Only if I'm a Legionnaire already. And then they give him the fucking kepi. And he's like, oh well, I'll do a mission only if, you know, you give me the fucking promotion. So they give him the promotion. Okay, well, I'll do this only if, right? Remember that video that I made a long time ago? Only if. It depends. Yeah, but it has to be. Like all those stupid ass fucking excuses that chicks make. These entitled fucking pieces of shit. I finally realized something. Like the reason why a lot of my relationships failed in the past was because I never held that standard. No, you're gonna fucking do it because I fucking said so. You're gonna do it because we're living together and I need you to participate in this relationship in this manner, in this fashion. If you're not gonna do it, fucking leave. And every chick that I kicked out of my life that I was stern with has always gone to do better things or has always just been a better fucking human being. And the ones that stuck around continue to be dumb pieces of shit. The ones that I held on to were just fucking stupid. They wouldn't better themselves. They wouldn't try to be a participating member of the family, or, you know, they wouldn't be try to be a participating member of the relationship. They didn't want to do anything that was above their comfort level. The house is a disarray, and I'm making the money and paying all the bills and doing all this other shit. None of them wanted to fucking fix anything. Or I'm desperately trying to save up and, you know, to live together, and the fucking dumb bitch is spending all the money. I finally got to a point where I started to realize at the time that this isn't working. I need to let this person go. But not for the right reasons. It wasn't because they were, you know, immoral. Like, I started to think there's a reason why the older generations of like the 40s and 50s were, you know, were so stern, is because they didn't have cartoons to distract themselves. They had politics. And so because of that, they lived by their parents' entertainment. Whatever entertained their parents is whatever entertained them. And so their parents became their heroes. Whatever their parents stood by or stood for, that's what they stood by and stood for. And we've lost that because of cartoons, because of all this entertainment. Now this new generation is just, they just want to be TikTok famous. All hundred and, you know, whatever thousand million of those fucking, you know, Gen Zs are. They all want to be Instagram, TikTok, and all this other, like, the more clout they have, the better. And that's their resume. Look at how many fucking viral videos I made before I hit the dirt. So I'm thinking about this as I'm walking, right? Like how this new generation's fucked and doesn't stand for anything. And I'm like, dude, what an easy time that I'm living in. I live in such an easy time. And as easy as it is, it's still impossible to get a fucking good person to just be around you. Like I said, I drank a couple beers and I sent a picture of the beer that I was drinking to my buddy, and he was just trying to scold me. For what fucking reason? Like, I just didn't understand why. I was like, dude, I just had a couple beers. Like, calm the fuck down. No. God's disappointed in you. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this piece of shit? Like, I wished him a happy Father's Day, and this guy's like acting like a fucking faggot. Like, soft ass pussy. All of a sudden, he's self-righteous. You know, he can't pay fucking bills worth of shit. And he's just being a self-righteous piece of shit. Like, fuck him. And again, I started to think about the women that I was with. And they used to pull that what it only if bullshit. You tell them to do something and they're like, well, only if this, only if that, well, only if. And I'm like, no. That's not the way this works. And like the girls that I would chase, I would give them so many passes. And because I gave them so many passes, they felt like, oh no, like, you gotta give me a chance to do this or do that. You can't just fucking tell me what to do. People that were already emotionally and physically and psychologically damaged by other people. And I just stopped picking on those. Oh yeah, you know those boss ass babes that everybody says they're intimidated or whatever? I fucking walk right up to those women now and I know exactly who they are, dude. They're damaged women that are desperately trying to fucking put up a guard because they don't want to be fucking hurt again. And the moment that I step up to them and I tell them to step the fuck out the way, like I did earlier today. They crumble like a deck of cards. Like a fucking bag of sand. Basically, what happened was I go to 7-Eleven, and this girl, she's shopping and putting her shit on the counter. And then I go up to the counter and I start to pay. And then she's trying to, like, she sees a little bit of space and she's trying to, like, wedge her way in. And I fucking knocked her shit off the counter and I go ahead, pick that up. And then I just like fucking kept paying. And the fucking girl's like, oh my gosh. Or, like, the girl over the counter's like, oh my gosh, like, why'd you knock her stuff over? I'm like, she sees that I'm trying to pay. And she's gonna fucking stand there and try to wedge her way in. She's like pushing her body into me and shit. No, fuck that. I don't play that. So I give her the $5 for the two slices of pizza. I get my two slices of pizza. And then I give that bitch a fucking dirty ass. Of course, she was black. Give that bitch a dirty ass look on the way out. And I just like fucking walked away limping because I was just so fucking in pain. But it's just one of those things of just like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. No common decency, no common courtesy. She's just gonna fucking try to wedge her way in, try to be a fucking boss ass bitch with her fucking, like, her eyes, like she doesn't give a fuck, right? Then the moment somebody stands up to her, she fucking buckles. I was so pissed off. Any case, it's weird because the guys don't do that. Only the girls do. But that only if mentality, how long have we allowed that to happen? Because in the military, they don't do that. They don't pull that. They don't play that shit. I'll do more only if. I'll do this only if. I'll fucking do my job only if. I'll fucking shoot my gun only if. There is no only if. So why are we allowing the only if it depends? You know, if this or that, that and the other, then I will do, you know, such and such. Why are we allowing that to happen? And dude, I see it all the time. A lot of my friends will fucking come on, they'll become fucking red-pilled, MGTOW, and then they'll run back to the fucking nearest chick that they can get their hands on. I think to myself, like, fuck. I don't know, man. I don't know. We've allowed this shit to go on too far. This only if attitude is gotta fucking go. It depends, only if. Well, if the situation was A, then maybe I would do B. By the way, remember that video that I showed you guys, like, last time? Her name was Farah, whatever the fuck her name was. She's, like, Hindu or whatever the fuck she is, Muslim. She's a virgin, she has an OnlyFans, and she was arguing with Destiny about whatever problem she was going through. I just came across another one of her debates. Dude, how many L's can you take in one conversation before you realize that maybe this isn't for me? Dude, it is just like L Central with that bitch. Like, it's just nothing. Dude, you got an easy win if you're a debater, a master debater. I am skilled with my tongue. If you debate that girl, dude, just prepare to win, because this girl was like taking L after L. This guy goes, "Men reinforce your laws, like women have no rights. Men allow them to have their rights." And she's like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Well, who's enforcing your laws?" And she's like, "Well, the populace." And he's like, "And half of that populace is who?" Men. And she's like, "Okay, well, what if that populace decides that they don't want to, you know, back up your, you know, give you the ability to vote anymore, give you the ability to do this, to do that?" She's like, "Well, then we'll just take it back." And he's like, "Well, how the fuck do you expect to do that?" And she's like, "Well, we'll just hire men to do it." And fucking, like, there was this face palming. There was just face palms all around. And he's like, "Exactly. Like, you need a man to defend your fucking rights. So you don't have any rights. If you have to use somebody else to fight for your rights, you don't have any fucking rights." And he goes, "Remember," he's like, "Remember this one war?" Like, she fucking knew what the war was about. And she's like, "Uh-huh, yeah." And he does a recap. He's like, "Dude, a majority of the men died, and then guess who took over the government?" She's like, "What, the women?" He's like, "No, it was the fucking men." Like, they still inevitably ended up making a fucking government full of men, even though, like, you know, like a fucking crazy ratio of men died. So in my judgment, do you see what I'm saying? Like what I'm trying to say is that I see this shit all the time. I see these men that just fucking argue with this chick, and they're just fucking whooping her ass, and she's just posting just one debate after another, after another, after another. Even when she's hanging out with Destiny, she's like, yeah, I started seeing this guy and I thought about deleting my OnlyFans, and I was like, nah, maybe that's a bad idea. But the guy that I'm with is a fucking is a trad. Or what is it? A trad con? A traditional conservative. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. No traditional conservative would be okay with you having a fucking OnlyFans. And even Destiny agreed with that. That's what surprised me. Is Destiny was like, no, dude, there's no fucking traditional conservative man that would be okay with. He's only playing games with you. And she's like, no, you want to bet? How fucking dumb can you be? There's got to come a time when you look at yourself in the mirror, and after losing so many fucking debates and losing so many arguments, you just got to say, like, dude, I'm dumb. I'm fucking dumb. And I need to stop lying to myself, and I need to start, I need to start fucking trying to be smarter. I don't know, whatever. I'm tired of shit. I'm gonna take a nap. Guard your heart.